We all love scary stories. I know for a fact I do, and if you're listening to this, chances are you probably do too, and if not, then what the hell are you doing here? Get out. This isn't a comedy thing. This isn't some lullabies. This is pure scary stories that I found on good old Reddit. So, let's get into it. Coming in at number one, we have Mother. Now, I forgot to write who these are by, so I apologize. When my sister Betsy and I were kids, our family lived for a while in a charming old farmhouse. We loved exploring its dusty corners and climbing the apple tree in the backyard. But our favorite thing was the ghost. We called her Mother, because she seemed so kind and nurturing. Some mornings, Betsy and I would wake up, and on each of our nightstands, we'd find a cup that hadn't been there the night before. Mother had left them there, worried that we would get thirsty during the night. She just wanted to take care of us. Among the house's original furnishings was an antique wooden chair, which we kept against the back wall of the living room. Whenever we were occupied watching TV or playing a game, Mother would inch that chair forward across the room towards us. Sometimes she'd manage to move it all the way to the center of the room. We always felt sad putting it back against the wall. Mother just wanted to be near us. Years later, long after we'd moved out, I found an old newspaper article about the farmhouse's original occupant, a widow. She'd murdered her two children by giving them each a cup of poisoned milk before bed. Then she hanged herself. The article included a photo of the family's farmhouse living room with a woman's body hanging from a beam. Beneath her, knocked over, was that old wooden chair, placed exactly in the center of the room. Yeah, that's a no for me. You should have said no whenever someone started leaving a cup of milk on your nightstand. You don't know the ghost, because she did turn out to be a freaking crazy person. Don't do it. I advise you, don't do it. In the number two spot, we have Guy Halverson. It was 1 a.m., and Guy Halverson sat in his dark living room. He hadn't moved for over an hour. The accident earlier that evening kept playing over and over in his mind. The light turned red, but he was in a hurry and accelerated. An orange blur came from his right, and in a split second, there was a violent jolt. Then the bicyclist rolled across his hood and fell out of sight on the pavement. Horns blared angrily, and he panicked, stepping on the gas and screeching away from the chaos into the darkness, shaken and keeping an eye on his rear view mirror until he got home. "Why did you run, you idiot?" He'd never committed a crime before this, and he punished himself by imagining years in jail. His career gone, his family gone, his future gone. Why not just go to the police right now? You can afford a lawyer. Then someone tapped on the front door, and his world suddenly crumbled away beneath him. They found me. There was nothing he could do but answer it. Running would only make matters worse. His body trembling, he got up, went to the door, and opened it. A police officer stood under the porch light. "Mr. Halverson?" asked the grim officer. He let out a defeated sigh. "Yes, let me..." He was interrupted. "I'm terribly sorry, but I'm afraid I have some bad news. Your son's bike was struck by a hit-and-run driver this evening. He died at the scene. I'm very sorry for your loss." And last but not least, we have ignorant ghosts. I don't want to sound mean, but the dead are pretty clueless. I've always seen them. When I was younger, everyone thought I was just talking to imaginary friends. After a couple years, when I overheard my parents talk about calling a psychologist, I realized what I was talking to. See, ghosts don't tend to realize they're dead. And they don't look like in the movies. They look just like us. I'm pretty smart for a 13-year-old, so I started noticing certain patterns to tell them apart from the living. They could be a bit distant from living people, or you'd see them try to talk to people who wouldn't even notice them. Some of them could tell I was different, that I noticed them. Like this guy I saw after school yesterday. I'm a big boy now, see? I don't need my parents to pick me up. Home is just a short walk away. He was standing away from me and the other parents, and they wouldn't talk to them. He just stared at me, which was kind of creepy, but that's how I knew he was one of the ghosts. I went over, told him I knew what he was, and asked how I could help him. I don't remember much after that. I think because of what happened this morning. Downstairs, my parents were crying. I tried talking to them, but they ignored me. They must have died last night somehow. Sometimes the new ghosts wouldn't talk to me. Some police officers and reporters just arrived. They won't talk to me either. Just my parents. It's weird. I've never seen so many ghosts together before. Why won't anyone talk to me?